Today we have the feast day of St. Polycarp, one of the most venerable bishops of the early church. He was both a bishop and a martyr. He was from Smyrna, which is in modern-day western Turkey. He's known as one of the apostolic fathers because he was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. So because of that, he had a direct link back to Christ. Christ taught John. John taught St. Polycarp. And Polycarp would teach his disciple, St. Irenaeus, again, one of the great fathers of the church. We know that St. Polycarp knew St. Ignatius of Antioch. You remember that St. Ignatius was arrested and taken to Rome. And as he was taken by ship, they would come into different ports. And when they came into Smyrna, St. Polycarp went out and blessed St. Ignatius of Antioch and blessed the chains that Ignatius was being arrested in. We also know that Ignatius, in one of his letters, wrote to Polycarp and asked Polycarp to take care of the diocese of Antioch as well. We know also in the life of Polycarp that he once went to Rome to meet with the Pope, Pope Anacletus, to discuss the date of Easter. There was a big conflict between when the Eastern and Western territories would celebrate the date of Easter. And the Pope had one date in mind, and Polycarp and those in his area had another date in mind. And the Pope and Polycarp agreed to disagree. That's why we have two different dates in the different areas where Easter is celebrated. We know that eventually, under the reign of Marcus Aurelius, the sixth year of his reign, Marcus Aurelius brought about a violent persecution against the Christians in Asia. And Polycarp told the Christians not to rush to martyrdom, that if they were called to martyrdom, they should give their life for Christ, but they should not presume on that grace, that they will have the grace to offer themselves as martyrs. So he's told them not to expose themselves to martyrdom unnecessarily, but to follow Christ and live the Christian life, but keep a low profile. But eventually, of course, when he was arrested and was demanded and ordered to offer incense to Caesar, he refused, and because he said he would not revile Jesus Christ. And in fact, as he was being, before he was burned, they told him to denounce Christ. And he said, "For 86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my King and my Savior?" And so they tied his hands behind his back, and they burned him alive. And then they took a sword and pierced him through, and his remains were burned. However, it says his disciples came and gathered up his remains. And today I have a relic of St. Polycarp, one of my most ancient of all the relics. It's almost 1,900 years old, and I will give you a blessing in a moment. Polycarp is described as a very venerable, gentle, kindly bishop loved by his people. And he was truly a good shepherd who laid down his life for his flock. When we think of the fact that Lent is starting in a few days, we think that it was probably the thousands and thousands of little sacrifices that Polycarp offered to Christ during his life that gave him the grace to make the ultimate sacrifice, which was his very life in martyrdom. As we approach Lent, we also should be thinking of some sacrifices that we can make for Christ, which hopefully will strengthen our will, that if we're put in the position to offer our life to Christ, we will have the grace to be able to do that. And so now I'll give you a blessing with the first-class relic of St. Polycarp. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.